This week, the United Nations Security Council greeted Iraq's new three-member governing council as an important precursor to the full restoration of Iraqi sovereignty. The Bush administration is reportedly considering a new UN resolution that would endorse a broader multinational force in Iraq to help the reconstruction effort. Many of the countries the U.S. has approached are unwilling to participate without such a mandate and an explicit timetable for the end of U.S. occupation. Eric Rouleau is a journalist. He is France's former ambassador to Turkey and Tunisia. He joins us from Paris. Mr. Rouleau, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
What could you imagine that would work for the United States and Great Britain and for France and Germany?
Well, I can tell you what the Europeans have in mind. I mean, you mentioned France, Germany. I would also mention Russia. I think they're on the same opinion or the same attitude. I think they will suggest the following, that the latest resolution should be replaced by another totally new resolution. I think the Europeans would like to have a clear-cut timetable for the establishment of a government, then drafting a constitution, then having elections to approve the constitution, then a referendum in Iraq to have it accepted by the Iraqi people, and finally the election of a parliament, after which the British and American troops and maybe United Nations troops should leave the country and Iraq would become a fully sovereign state.
But the Bush administration argues that what they are trying to do is establish some sort of peaceful situation in Iraq. Doesn't that make some sort of sense, to try to establish peace in the country and then take up the question of timetable, constitutional elections, parliament?
Yes, it would make sense if the Europeans believe that the Americans will succeed in doing what they are saying. But until today, weeks and weeks after the occupation of Iraq, we see that the insecurity in Iraq still prevails. Chaos also prevails. And it has been established that the American army is just unfit to act as a police force. It's not its role. The Americans need a police force, and that only the United Nations can produce.
And do you think that that would work? That under a UN mandate, do you think that civil order could be reestablished in Iraq?
I think the Europeans and Americans can agree on a certain number of countries in which we trust and who can send professionals who will be able to quell the guerrilla, will be able to reestablish security in the country. Occupation should not go beyond a year or two, that's all, and then we will all withdraw. For us, it's clear cut. The Americans need the Europeans, they need the United Nations. They can't succeed in Iraq anytime without that international support. They cannot just impose their own strategy on economy, commerce, oil, and do as if it belongs to them.
Do you think oil plays a role in this impasse?
I'm sure it's a central point. The great question which is being asked, not publicly but amongst diplomats, is will the Americans privatize oil before a regular elected government is established in Iraq? Now, if the Americans privatize oil on their own, without consultation, without the acceptance of other powers, it would mean, at least this is the suspicion, that they will not allow European companies or Japanese companies to come in. Now, maybe these are unfounded suspicions. I hope so, anyway. But be sure that everybody is suspicious about American intentions on the question of Iraqi oil.
Eric Rouleau, thank you very much.
You're welcome, as always.
Ambassador Eric Rouleau is a journalist. He was the French ambassador to Turkey and Tunisia. We reached him at his home in Paris.